Welcome to One Down, Five Up, folks. This is Happy.
This is Kyle.
This is Joe.
We have a special guest today.
Yeah. It's going to be a lot of fun.
But as you see, there's only three of us on camera.
Yeah, which is a little disappointing, but it'll be all right.
Well, he's calling for, we're going to give him a call, okay?
I don't even know where he's at, but.
He's in Nebraska.
Nebraska, the Cornhusker state.
Yeah, hold on.
Let me get him on the phone.
All right, here we go.
All right, who is this, should we say?
This is the owner of Tab Performance.
There you go. Tab Performance.
Tab Performance. The one and only exhaust company brought to you
by... He doesn't answer.
You there?
Hey there, Ab.
Hey, Casey, you there?
I'm on.
Welcome to One Down, Five Up. How you doing, buddy?
Pretty good. How are you, sir?
I'm doing fine. So we were just talking that we have a special guest, but obviously you're not... here in North Carolina. You're out of Nebraska, right?
That is accurate. Yep. Out here in the tundra.
That's
freezing.
So damn cold. Oh, forget that. How's the weather out there right now?
Negative 20.
What's that?
How's the weather?
You know, today is actually pretty good. I shouldn't complain. It's going to hit like 60 degrees, but then tomorrow we're back down in the 20s for highs.
That's wild.
So. Yeah. We get like those 1 or 2 days, and then it's right back.
Well, we have Kyle and Boogie online, also on the show. So go ahead and say hi, Casey, guys.
Hey, Casey. How are you?
Hey, Casey.
What's up, guys? How you doing?
Pretty good. We're pretty excited to have you on the show, man.
All right. Well, I appreciate it. Absolutely.
So did you know, Casey, for the longest time, Boogie thought that I was getting kickbacks from you because of all the Tab Performance pipes I was selling?
Yeah, for sure. I was like, dude, you have to be getting something from Tab because – it's like, all you push.
I was like, no, I'm not getting any kickbacks. I was like, no, there's something. You're getting something from these guys because everyone that goes, every bike that leaves this shop is getting Tab Performance on their exhaust.
It's because you took your bike and just revved it up in front of everybody and was like, hey, check it out. Oh, like, jeez.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that bike alone, just like, oh, I've had guys come in. They're like, oh. This is, I have the greatest exhaust in the world. Like, yeah, you don't. And I'm like, yeah, I spent $1,000 on my exhaust. I was like, no, I could have done better and cheaper. They're like, no, you haven't. I was like, And then our service manager, he's like, don't. I was like, you want to see it? And like, he's like, don't do it. You'll make him cry. And I take him outside, start my bike up. And they're like, okay, never mind. I want your exhaust. What do I have to do? Here's my money. Just take it all. So true, real life story, more than one time this happened. So,
well, just tell them the kickbacks is all the happy customers that come back to you, right?
See, they're your kickbacks, Joe.
That was good.
You don't buy it, huh? You don't buy it.
I just know on occasion a lot, whenever I come down to the store, I at some point in the day see you go over to your bike, which is parked indoors for some strange reason.
It's louder.
And then you just crank it up and rev it, right? And everybody in here, somebody's looking at a daggone boat, and they're going, oh, my goodness.
Yeah, I mean, it's
just. Well, and then the one thing we did give Happy, a nice Tab Performance hat. It gets lifted within the first day he's got it.
Exactly. The one kickback I got, freaking got stolen, my hat.
Oh, yeah.
So I got my zombie green hat on today, you know, just to let you know.
It is a bright green. Nobody's going to miss it.
Like, are you trying, what is the basis behind the zombie green color right here? Like, are we trying to make sure that, like, nobody is unaware of Tab?
You know, it's, the zombie baffles were kind of created to be loud and in your face and a little bit out there. So figured might as well make the logo and the brand behind that as well. So, you know, when the zombie baffles, it was funny because we started with the BAM sticks and they just have the zombie baffle, of course. And it was one of those things where it became so popular by itself that people call in, I need the zombie mufflers or I need the zombie baffles, and they want to just order the zombie baffles. And it's like, well, okay, we need, you know, it took a while to, not that we tried to fight it, but it almost became branded so popular that it was more popular than the label itself. And so,
oh no,
you
yeah.
know, not a bad thing, but no, it was, you know, just, there was a lot of people that knew they wanted zombies, you know, years ago and didn't even know it was who it was made by. Didn't know it was Tab Performance. Just, well, I just got to have the zombie baffles. That's what I, you know, that's what I heard. That's what I want. And, it, you know, it was kind of funny. Cause here we were sitting there like, what do we have to do? Like, you know, sitting there and you feel like you make a product that, customers are going to enjoy and appreciate. Right. And then they do. And then it almost outgrew, you know, the name Tab Performance there for a while, which, you know, it's all part of growing and
it's about,
you know,
association. It really is, yeah, about association in the sense that, I mean, but no, it really is the zombies that everyone's like, people like, always like, I want the zombies. I was like, yeah, yep, that's what you're getting. That's the only thing I really stock. But I mean, Nick, you know who turned me on Tab, actually? Kyle?
No.
It was my heterosexual life partner.
Oh, him again.
Yeah, Nick. He, on his Springfield, okay,
yeah,
he had a 17 Springfield, and he had the zombies on there. He had Tab Performance with the zombie baffles on it, and he was like, I was like, who? Like, what? And he was like, you never heard of these guys? I mean, this is like 5 years ago, Casey, yeah, that they were like, yep, talking, and I was just like nobody knew about you. In sense that,
for sure.
So how is it that you guys got started? What happened? Like, because you've come a long way in 5 years, honestly, I would say.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's been crazy. 5 years ago, I mean, you know, we had all of our stuff contracted out and we did all the assembly and shipping and, you know, design, but, we were operating out of about 20 or 1,200 square feet. And, you know, now we're operating out of 42,000 square feet and have brought a lot of manufacturing in. But we got our start. Tab Performance actually stood for Todd Allen Buchanan. It was, we affectionately refer to as the godfather around here. He started it with V-Rod when basically the V-Rod was kind of a redheaded stepchild and you know,
well, nobody, still a redheaded stepchild.
that's fair, but nobody wanted to do anything, and so, you know, Todd liked his V-Rod, and so he kind of made his own deal and then started selling them on eBay, just, you know, a few here and there, and it kind of took its life. And then, you know, I don't think Todd really knew how to take it that next step from something that, hey, I might have something here, to a full-blown, you know, manufacturing facility and whatnot. And my background was actually in finishes, the chrome plating, polishing, coating. And my brother was a mechanical engineer on an oil field, actually out in Saudi at the time. And we were talking about starting a company, and I had some conversations with Todd about looking to kind of either purchase something small or start our own thing. And he had kind of said, well, funny you say that, because, you know, you guys have a background in this. And I had helped Todd on some projects here and there. And, you know, he was wanting to get out and do a large equipment dealership type of thing, maybe more in his core knowledge expertise. And, you know, a few months later, we had come to an agreement, and Justin and I had taken over and, you know, really focused on expanding outside of the V-Rod.
Thank you.
Because that platform alone was never going to kind of do the trick. And, you know, honestly, for us, a couple of the big breaks, the Milwaukee 8 motor on the Harley side, was just so quiet that the customers needed something. They were looking for something. And on the Indian side, when it started, you know, large companies, it usually, most of them take a little bit longer to adapt to things or to recognize a growing brand. Whereas for us, that niche market, you know, in 14 when Polaris took over Indian, and it was, we saw a company like Polaris with a huge engine behind a brand that was already well thought of, and figured it was a matter of time before Indian's growth has been what it is as well. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, for us, it made sense to jump on a niche product. If you can get a lot larger market share with less competition and build a name that side as well, you know, it wasn't really taking away from some other major component that we had to do because of our standing or our, you know, whatever. And so for us, those niche markets made a ton of sense. And, you know, luckily, Indian has really done well as far as, I mean, I would venture to say that they've, Polaris has done more with the Indian brand since 2014 than the entire time they tried with Victory. And not that Victory bikes were bad, this, that, or the other. Everyone's got their opinions, but.
No, but you're absolutely correct. I mean, Victory was a great bike. I came up on Victory myself, but the marketing for Victory was just so underplayed that nobody knew what Victory was unless you actually rode a Victory.
And by the time they did, it was just, Victory's gone. What's Victory?
Yeah, I hear more about Victory. I hear more about Victory now than I did before they were actually around. So
yeah.
And when you talk about your niche market,
go ahead.
So niche market, I sent you something to make you the first in niche market, okay, on the new Super Chief or the Chief Exhaust, Casey. Yes, sir. That was a year ago.
Dropping the ball.
Casey.
I get it, yeah.
Come on. What do I got to do? Do I got to come out there and bring stuff out there? Do I got to bring you a bike? What do I got to do to get some exhaust for a Chief?
So let's not make excuses, but just to give you the heads up, the 411 and where we're at, it is an actively selected project. We are working on it. I would say that we have only been actively working on it for about a month. And so when COVID hit, of course, and I hate using this excuse, but it disrupted supply chains from the general store. When I go in to get my gas, I didn't have the bag of chips I usually grab because now they couldn't make chips. They didn't have the bags. Put right. The chips in, and so the shelves were empty. I mean, it just, you know, I know some people that work in plastics, and they had to shut down their plastic lines because of a type of a resin that was stuck on a port in gosh knows where, you know, and it was crazy. And so for us, it was where we had always had more resources to do some things like that and to respond and react more quickly, we just frankly didn't have that. And part of what we've done over the last year was understand that that's not acceptable as our brand. And so that was part of transitioning into a larger facility, getting some more, you know, fabrication experience personnel on staff, getting equipment that is very large and expensive, and then you run out of power at your building, so then you got to get power, but the transformers to bring the power to the building have 190-day lead time because the electrical company can't get those either, and it just
the trickle down effect.
Yeah. Oh my gosh,
we're seeing it. I mean, we can't get Chiefs right now, so that's the only thing that keeps me from, like, you know, harping on you more. But
and it's cool because, you know, you being a parts manager, you know, and everything, which I'm before whatever. Whenever that's going to change, but you being
supposed to change tomorrow.
There you go. But you being a parts manager and everything, you always say about, you know, oh, you know, I can't get the parts, and now you're finally hearing from the people you're supposed to get the parts from. What's going on? So it's cool to get that insight.
And Tabs, I mean, there was a good portion. There was about the fall time frame when I couldn't even get stuff from you. There was like a lead time, like around August to October. It was a hard time getting stuff from you, even. And generally, you were pretty good about getting me parts from whenever. Exhaust whenever I needed them.
And but. Little did we know that all he was missing was his favorite potato chips. Like, you know, it just upset.
That's right, man. It was tough. I mean, you know, life's hard, but
life is hard.
No, but, you know, honestly, that, and we had, as we had grown, you know, we had grown with our suppliers, and we never wanted to bring stuff in house just to save a buck. Like,
right.
You know, we don't, as we've grown, we don't have the corporate mentality. You call our number, you get somebody that answers the phone, or it's a automated message that says, hey, you know, they're on the other line, but as soon as the rep's available, but we don't have, you know, push this button for this. And then eight pushes later, you get some voicemail, and, you know, we don't want to ever become that. And, you know, part of what's important to us was always having inventory on hand, and our supply base was not able to grow with us. And so we've made a very big investment, like Tap was talking about, when we were having, you know, 4 to 6 week lead times on product. That's just, we aren't going to be there next year. And so you know, we made sure that we put everything in house to at least be able to support our current supply base. So if our suppliers can keep up, you know, we view them as partners in our relationship, and we want to make sure that they continue to be healthy, and that those jobs of those people who helped us get where we are safe. But when it comes down to the fact that I literally can't get it from them, I can't buy it from them, even if I wanted to, I want to be able to serve my customer and not have it impact them. And so that's where, to circle back to the chief, you know, things like that, that's a prime example. We as a company have always said it's important for us to be more dynamic than company XYZ, who may be, you know, 30 times the size of us currently or whatever. You know, we need to be able to respond to our customers' needs more quickly without having all the red tape and everything to get there. And so eliminating the supply chain issues and the delivery issues allows us to focus on, you know, new niche product. And the chief one is a little different with that offset neck. It's not as simple as throwing it in your domer with a different die that's a 6-week lead time and you're off and running. You know, getting it offset that far takes some very expensive specialty tooling. And I've seen it a couple other times on a few other models, never any of them that we couldn't design around or something that actually added value. This is the first one where we've actually seen a model that we need to do this offset neck. And the issue is it's very expensive up front. And
that makes sense.
Not to push this onto the, it's probably pretty smart by Polaris, or, and I don't know that they engineered it this way on purpose, but if they did, kudos to them, because it's a barrier for us, right? And they can't compete with us because of regulations as the OEM and whatever. And so they aren't able to compete. But if they can do things that put a barrier between, you know, the TAB performances of the world and the Polaris Indian aftermarket product, they buy themselves 8 months, 12 months where they're the only game in town. And so
the funny thing
is, you do see that.
The funny thing is, even with them being the only game in town, they couldn't get me exhaust either for the Ding Chief. So,
well, they bought their captive market. Unfortunately, their supply was the same issues. But yeah, that piece. If it was just a straight flip on without, and sometimes it's funny because simple little things don't seem that difficult, you know, and then we go to our guys that are experts in forming metal and doming, and they're like, well, yeah, we can do that. And, you know, the tube will collapse upon itself, and, you know, there's limitations. So obviously there's a way to do it because they have it on there. But it's just, it's not, you know, kind of your cookie cutter part where you can,
that makes sense.
You know, typically long as the neck slips over and the dome comes down cleanly, then it's all about just making the internals, making sure the brackets fit, making sure, I mean, you know, it's less reinventing the wheel. So it's a pretty quick turn time. The Chief is just kind of its own little bear, but yeah, we're working through that anyway. So
when's our goal? When are we shooting for? We're shooting for summertime. Give me something.
I think that's fair.
Summertime.
Yeah. I mean, it's an active project.
Depending on the potato chips
and the resin, apparently.
Well, you know, I mean, if I can't get my chips, then I got to leave it, you know, 3:30.
What kind of chips do you want? What chips?
What are these special chips?
Is it Doritos? Is it Lay's? What is it?
Well, you know, I mean, just generally speaking, but if I had my druthers, it'd be the kettle cooked Lay's. Got to go original.
Oh, wow. He didn't even just say Lay's. He went kettle cooked. Like,
of course. He's high class. I mean.
Yeah, you can't get that thin, you know, original stuff. It just, they all break into pieces. It's just a mess.
That's what TAB's about. The absolute best.
They're about the
potato
best.
Chip.
There is. They're the best potato chip out there.
Well, don't you get it? TAB. The absolute best.
Yeah.
Oh, is that what TAB stands for?
No, he said it stood for the names or whatever, I thought.
Well,
it does now.
See, he just changed it. I just gave him a marketing idea.
The absolute best. That makes sense.
Yeah. I mean, as of today, that's now what it stands for.
Everybody that founded the company, what the heck?
That's awesome. That's funny. Anything else you want to talk to us about, Case? I mean, it's not often we get to have anyone on here, but.
Yeah. No, I mean, it's, you know, nothing jumps to mind other than just.
So why Nebraska? Why is someplace so cold?
Nebraska. Well, you know.
Are you from Nebraska?
That's where I was born and raised.
I'm very sorry. I apologize.
You know, it's got its good with its bad. I tell you what, I've been to a lot of places, and I'm going to sound corny now, but it's the people, man. You know, it's just Midwest, you know. I don't know. I like being around.
Is it the fact that all the people have to huddle together to stay warm?
Yeah. I mean, you know, it just brings a closeness about you. You know, you enjoy your neighbor's company for that reason. And
all right.
No, it's all good. It's, but no, we appreciate all you guys and, love the podcast and, happy to come on here. And
so do you actually listen to us, Casey?
Oh. I have a little bit. Yeah.
You heard a little bit. There's the call out. I don't know.
Well, so I'm more of a binger on podcasts. Like I don't keep up. Like I told Hap, I threw it on when I was at home with one of my, you know, sick kids and whatever and doing daddy daycare for the day, and so I popped it in while I was doing some work, but then, you know, I haven't listened to it since then, and then I'll go binge listen to, you know, a few hours worth when I get time. There's a couple of them I like to kind of jump in and out of and just.
You probably haven't heard any of Joe's singing. That's the really.
Have you heard Joe singing at all yet? Then
I haven't yet. So now I'm gonna have to go find
that. You're missing it. Yeah, you're missing it.
You're not missing much, man.
You're missing. You're missing funny. You're missing a lot of comedy.
Come on, Joe. Give him a taste.
Nah. Joe.
Well, let's see. Do we take requests?
I don't know if he could hear this.
See, I've been thinking about it lately.
Can you hear that?
Can you hear this, Casey?
Put some music on this song.
Quickly. So I'm going to try to get me.
I don't know if he could hear that. But it's I don't know if he heard
that. Well, you know. I heard some of it, and I think for podcast growth results, it would be wise to steer away from that.
I agree completely.
We're hitting two markets. We're hitting the music industry and the podcast industry all at the same time.
I mean, but I appreciate the effort. It was there, you know?
Yeah, I mean, that's what most of it is, 95% effort, 5% skill. Yes. I'm just missing the skill part. I got 95% effort.
The funny thing
I tell you what, though. That beats me, so I'm not gonna judge.
All right. Well, Case, we just want to say thank you very much for coming on and phoning in, taking time away from your day. I know you're out there working, trying to get us parts and do what you do best. Yes, I'm still pushing Tab as much as I possibly can. It's hilarious.
He's pushing it and he's revving it.
It's funny.
Because well, we guys, appreciate that.
I mean, like, I was like, you definitely want exhaust. And like, I don't know if I want exhaust. I was like, no, you do. And then I go start biking. Like, okay, yeah, I want exhaust now. I was like, yes, thank you. All right. So, but thank you very much, Case. Appreciate it. Okay.
Hey, no problem. I appreciate you guys having me on. And Hap, when you get a chance, shoot me an email with the other guys' sizes and we'll have to send the rest of the podcast some swag as a thank you for having us on.
Oh, sounds great. Okay. Just so you know, probably about 2 weeks before you're on. So 2 weeks from today. So, Super Bowl predictions. Who you got? Rams or Bengals?
Oh, technically. Bengals for sure. Joe Burrow's got Nebraska ties.
Oh, there we go.
Does he have Nebraska ties?
He does. His uncle and I think his dad even played for the Nebraska for the 70s championship teams or something like that. And you got Zach Taylor, our ex Big 12 championship failing quarterback as the coach of the Bengals. I mean, it's a no-brainer.
Okay, so going all about the Bengals, right? You and Boogie.
Yep.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
Me and Happy are both pulling for
Matt Stafford. I'm just pulling for Stafford.
That's pretty much what I'm doing.
I'm not pulling for the Rams. I'm pulling for Stafford.
Yeah, it's the same thing.
That's fair. That's fair. Stafford deserves some love after years of just being in that franchise. That guy, I mean.
He needs to catch a break, and a trophy would feel real nice.
Just to show.
If anyone deserves it, it's him.
This is true. All right, Case, you have a good one, okay? I'll talk to you soon. All right.
Yep, you too, Jen. See you later.
There he goes. All right.
All right, let's wrap this thing up. All right, we're done.
Joe, can I ask one thing? Yeah. Why are you looking like a boat guy today?
That is true.
Why? What is up with the sweater vest and this? Like, why are you looking so handsome?
He's been holding this in the whole time during the phone call.
Because, I mean, because boats are cool. Boats float. Boats are a big part of the store.
I mean, I got that part, but it's just like, you know, this is your off.
I look like Wilmington. That's what I look like.
This is your off duty swag.
I'm trying to blend in. Why would I not try to blend in with my surroundings? Unlike you, who stick out like a sore thumb in Wilmington, I try to blend in.
And a bright green hat. Yeah. Let's bring that back.
My bright green hat is.
Yeah, maybe. I'm sorry. You probably have to go a little bit north to Jacksonville if you're trying to blend in a little bit better looking like
that. Hey, I hope they send me that bright green hat. That would be freaking. Oh, nobody's going to miss it. Might have to start wearing hats.
I'm going to put some zombie stickers all over your freaking Groms.
You put zombie stickers all over my laptop just the other week.
Why'd you take them off?
Dude, those stickers are huge.
That's what she said.
Those stickers are huge?
So, Jackson, don't you put that evil on me, Ricky Bobby. Don't you put... Anyways.
I'm just saying.
Well, you look very nice today, bud.
Thanks, I appreciate it.
All right. So, in conclusion, Tab, amazing exhaust.
Yep, they love did a good job for us.
The absolute best.
The absolute best. I didn't know what it stood for.
That's not what it stands for. He said it stood for like three guys' names or something.
It's not. It was one guy's name.
One guy's name? I apologize.
Something.
I thought it was three different people, but it
I heard as of now, this point on, that it's not the absolute best.
I think it was initials, his first, middle, and last name.
Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, well, that's cool.
It's either initials or it's three people, but he said it's initials, and he was listening really, really well. I was looking at this board trying to figure it out still.
I was listening.
He was listening.
Happy was trying to figure out what the next thing he was going to talk about because he likes hearing his own voice. So he
that
was
wasn't about that. I was trying to do an interview.
Hey, Casey. Sorry. I know you're here for the show and you want to talk, but my name's Happy and I'm going to talk over you.
I was trying to get the next topic out, to get the next thing because I could see you like over there. You weren't giving anything. You were sitting there like, I don't have to actually talk. I'm just on the podcast. Because
I like to listen to people talk. I like to listen to
you. Don't listen to anybody talk. You just
We also missed a Kim call.
We did miss a Kim call. Do you want to give
her? She probably want to know what I'm doing. Been here since 10, so she's probably like, what is this guy doing?
Oh, no.
All right, well.
Anyways. Oh, we're doing the wrap-up thing? The wrap-up? Okay. Thanks. We know you got more important things to do than, you know.
Get on a boat.
All right.
We got to go get on my boat, yeah.
On a boat.
In Wilmington.
Boats. And hoes. Anyways, this concludes another wonderful episode of One Down, Five Up.
Yeah. Thank
you. My name is Happy.
You as well. Yeah. My name's Kyle.
And I'm Joe.
All right. We'll see you guys next time.
Bye, guys.
What are you being weird for?